From the very first news conference on the issue, it's been clear that Sitka's first confirmed case of coronavirus was unusual. The patient, a resident of Sitka long-term care, had been living in lockdown for 6 weeks and had never exhibited any symptoms of the disease. When he was isolated at the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center, the patient was given a rapid test that came back negative. So did a subsequent and far more reliable lab test. But public health nurse Denise Ewing, who performed the contact tracing on the case for the state section of epidemiology, says the subsequent negative tests don't mean that the original one was a false positive.
Because he did test positive for his first test, it remains a positive.
Ewing says epidemiology has ruled out many of the causes of a false positive, such as cross-contamination in the lab, so the positive result stands. And there are just as many reasons why a patient could test positive and shortly thereafter test negative.
Without speculation, there is not a clear reason as to why. That's why they're continuing to still look at it.
One possibility is that this patient was tested near the end of the period when he was shedding virus. Although the results were received and publicly announced on April 25th, specimens were collected from the patient and all the other residents of Sitka long-term care 6 days earlier. But again, Ewing says that not many of us want to go down that trail because we get in trouble when we do. Epidemiology is not about guesswork.
We don't know at what point he was on his journey in this COVID because he was asymptomatic. He had no symptoms. So there's so many avenues. That's why Epi says it was a positive. It's a positive.
The Sitka Unified Command, meanwhile, doesn't want Sitkans to relax their guard. They'd like everyone to continue to adhere to all local and state health mandates, observe social distancing guidelines, and to continue good hygiene practices. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.